Good morning. Welcome to the Buzzer Beats podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Harris Rubenstein. We've got headline scores, and we start with game one of the Western Conference Finals. Steph Curry with 21 and a game-high 12 rebounds as Golden State holds Luka Doncic in check as the Dubs beat the Mavs 112-87 on Wednesday night for a 1-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals. Doncic scored 20 but shot just 6 of 18 and 3 of 10 from deep. He made back-to-back three-pointers late in the first half to get his team within 54-45 at half, but Curry and Thompson heated up and helped the Warriors pull away in the second. Jalen Brunson scored 14 but missed all five of his three-point attempts. Andrew Wiggins with 19, getting Golden State going by making 6 of his first 8 on his way of shooting 8 of 17. Jordan Poole also scored 19 off the bench. Game 7 is Friday night at Chase Center. Let's get to some NHL scores. Hurricanes over the Rangers 2-1 in overtime. Carolina with a goal with 1:33 left in the game, down 1-0, and then an overtime winner to give a heartbreaking loss to the New York Rangers. Exact opposite in our other game, a ton of goals. 9-6, the Flames win over the Oilers. This was just a crazy game. I've never seen this many goals scored in an NHL game, let alone an NHL playoff game. One WNBA game last night, the Storm beat the Sky 74-71. Let's get to news. The New York Mets' Max Scherzer pulls himself from a start with left side discomfort. The three-time Cy Young Award winner left with two outs in the sixth and a 1-1 count on Albert Pujols with two runners on. Scherzer threw a slider in the dirt and immediately signaled to the bench that he was done. Scherzer threw 61 of his 87 pitches for strikes and left with a 6-2 lead. The Mets have been without injured ace Jacob DeGrom all season, and he isn't expected back until at least June or July. His replacement, Tyler McGill, went on the 15-day injured list on Sunday. A lot of injuries for the Mets, but they continued to play great baseball and win a ton of baseball games. Scotty Barnes, Cade Cunningham, and Evan Mobley headlined the NBA's all-rookie first team. Barnes, Cunningham, Franz Wagner, Jalen Green, and Evan Mobley make up the first team. The second team, Herb Jones, Josh Giddey, Bones Highland, Ayo Dosunmu, and Chris Duarte. Eintracht Frankfurt beat Rangers 5-4 on penalties on Wednesday in Seville to win the Europa League title and claim their first European trophy in 42 years. The result means that Eintracht Frankfurt will return to the Champions League for the first time since 1960, where they reached the final and lost to Real Madrid in their only participation in Europe's top club competition. The 62-year wait to return to the Champions League is the longest by any team in the competition's history. Bryson DeChambeau withdraws from the PGA tournament after a practice round that went wrong, saying, quote, "I want to make a full return when I am 100% ready to compete at golf's highest level," he posted on Twitter. It appeared as if DeChambeau would be making his return to competitive golf after missing more than a month while he recovered from surgery to repair a bone in his left wrist. DeChambeau, 28, had been out of action since early April, missing the cut at last month's Masters, the first major of the season, and carding a 12-over total in the first two rounds. He elected to have surgery on his left wrist to repair a fractured hook of the hamstring. That sounds really painful. The typical recovery is 4 to 6 weeks. Speaking of injuries, Phillies say Bryce Harper can't throw for at least 6 weeks. He sat out the third straight game as he recovered from a plasma injection into his right elbow, and the Philadelphia Phillies slugger might not play right field again until July. However, he can still hit. Harper had the injection Sunday because of a small tear in his UCL on the throwing elbow that has forced him into the DH role. He hasn't played right field since April 16th and will continue to DH whenever he returns. Let's get to the moments we're watching today. Celtics take on the Heat, game two of the Eastern Conference Finals, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. Marcus Smart seems like he will play. Al Horford will not. Celtics clearly missed both of them in game one. No Kyle Lowry, though, for the Miami Heat, so that might continue to shake up this series. Can Jimmy Butler drop 40 again? We will see. This is going to be a very fun series. The Celtics a little bit more rested, a little bit more focused. They got their DPOY back. We'll see if we can have a split series, or will it be 2-0 heading into Boston. Let's get to some hockey games. Lightning Panthers at 7 on TNT. Blues Avalanche game 2 at 9:30 on TNT as well. You got two WNBA games going as well. Got the Lynx and the Aces at 10 p.m. And then you have the Wings and the Mercury also at 10 p.m. For our FanDuel Fast Break, we've got three lines again for you guys tonight. The Celtics, a +3.5 on the road. I think with Smart back, they can split the homestand against the Heat, get 1-1, head back to Boston. Maybe you get Al back on the way home, but for now I think they can at least take one against the Heat. Panthers a -164 money line. I can't see them dropping two at home. And then the Avalanche, a goal and a half favorite at +104. On this day in sports history, back in 1984 in the Stanley Cup Finals in Edmonton, Wayne Gretzky scores twice as the Edmonton Oilers beat the New York Islanders 5-2 for a 4-1 series win, as the Edmonton Oilers win their first Stanley Cup. I know it's kind of weird to bring that up on the night where they lost 9-6, but hey, always fun sports history with Wayne Gretzky. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTheNet if you haven't already. You can follow Buzzer at Buzzer on all platforms. Check out the Buzzer app, available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Never miss a moment with Buzzer, the hottest app for watching the best moments in live sports. Have a great day, everyone. Make someone smile today, and we'll see you tomorrow.